For Wednesday, July 29th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Wednesday. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're joining in. If you are new with us to this devotion today, let me say welcome. Also want to let you know that we are doing our daily devotions from Oswald Chambers' very well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. So I'm glad that you're here. I hope that you'll join us each and every morning to be encouraged, to be built up, to be challenged by the written word of God. Grab your Bible, open with me if you would to the Revelation to John, the last book in the Bible. I'm going to be reading from chapter 1, specifically verse 7 is where we're focusing this morning, but I'm going to read from verse 4, and this is John's greetings to the seven churches. This is what the Word of God teaches. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Oswald Chambers titles today's devotion, What Do You See in Your Clouds? And this is what he wrote. In the Bible, clouds are always connected with God. Clouds are those sorrows or sufferings or providences within or without our personal lives which seem to dispute the rule of God. It is by those very clouds that the Spirit of God is teaching us how to walk by faith. If there were no clouds, we should have no faith. The clouds are but the dust of our Father's feet. The clouds are a sign that he is there. What a revelation it is to know that sorrow and bereavement and suffering are the clouds that come along with God. God cannot come near without clouds. He does not come in clear shining. It is not true to say that God wants to teach us something in our trials. Though every cloud he brings, he wants us to unlearn something. God's purpose in the cloud is to simplify our belief until our relationship to him is exactly that of a child. God and my own soul, other people, are shadows. Until other people become shadows, clouds and darkness will be mine every now and again. Is the relationship between myself and God getting simpler than it ever has been? There is a connection between the strange providences of God and what we know of him, and we have to learn to interpret the mysteries of life in the light of our knowledge of God. Unless we can look the darkest, blackest fact full in the face without damaging God's character, we do not yet know him. They feared as they entered the cloud. Is there anyone, save Jesus only, in your cloud? If so, it will get darker. You must get to the place where there is no one anymore save Jesus only. What about this morning's devotion has inspired you, encouraged you, strengthened you in your faith? What about today's devotion has challenged you? What about today's devotion draws you closer to God? I trust these are things that you will consider throughout your day today. Tomorrow, I hope you'll join us again as we look at the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 24 and 25. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.